Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Dependable in a way my computer is not. had to restart it in the break. Oh, my God. It freaked out on me. We've got Sheriff Chip Simmons with us here in studio. Sheriff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Sheriff is far more dependable than my laptop, so that's fantastic. hey.
That's not saying much, but.
Yeah, well, there's a low bar, sure. But hey, no, you would exceed it in any place. That's right.
When you run again for sheriff, you should.
You can say that. Yeah. More reliable than Andrew's laptop. Yeah. That's a good tag. You guys put up another real estate sign, another drug house closed down.
Yeah. We have been doing this actually for a couple months, but we haven't really been putting it out on our social media. And now that we've been doing it recently, people have been catching on to it. And so we put a little sign up there only while we're there because we don't want them to tear up our signs, and we only have about four or five signs. So that's what we're putting up and saying, hey, for now, this drug house is closed. And our hope is that the neighbors will see it and understand that the complaints that they've been giving us and what they have been seeing has not escaped our notice, and that we are doing these drug busts. In fact, we've done a couple of them. We've done one on L Street, got some drugs and some guns and some people. We had a couple of traffic stops recently where we got some drugs and guns. There was one on
Kenmore Drive on 29, right? Just yesterday or the day before, pulled over a guy and had a gun and some paraphernalia and things in the car, right?
Yeah, a canine alerted, and this guy was a convicted felon. He also possessed a firearm, which, as you and everyone should know, if you're a convicted felon, you shouldn't be in possession of weapons. You certainly shouldn't be in possession of drugs and stolen. The vehicle was stolen, I believe, too, and so we took care of that particular individual.
Right, very good. We also had, last Thursday, I think, I hate to say it was in, I don't like bringing stores into it when it's not their fault, brands into it when it's not their fault, but it did happen to be at the Publix parking lot. You found somebody deceased inside of a car, right?
Kind of unusual. Called us, and it was an individual in a car, obviously not responsive. We get there and find out there was a deceased individual, but there's no signs of foul play, and the medical examiner will do an autopsy to verify that. We have to make sure that we do a crime scene just in case, but in that particular situation, we have no reason to believe anything other than natural causes took place.
And that's something, unfortunately people pass away and they get discovered and, they call the police or whatever and you respond to this and the ME comes and they look and, right?
We do, a dozen death investigations a day. We have a rather large, you know, you think about it. We do some in a hospital. We do many in homes. We do some at hospice. The hospice one's a little quicker, obviously because there's usually a doctor that will sign a death certificate. So we just document the death and then it'll go, usually they don't go to the medical examiner anyway. So those are pretty quick. But I would say we do probably, 10, 12 a day.
Wow. That's just a part of the job I never thought much about. I mean, obviously, in a violence event where somebody gets killed, you think about that. But I just hadn't been thinking about how your deputies are encountering death on a routine basis. And not everyone every day, but you have enough deputies seeing these events that, that's something they encounter routinely, right?
Well, yeah, and by and large, these are all natural causes. Typically, they're, and I hope that they're, 108 years old.
Right.
And that they've lived a full life, and mostly that's what it is. But we do have to document that, the death, even if it is not suspicious, and that's what took place at the, that's what seems to have taken place at the Publix.
We had a odd story out of Pine Forest High School, allegations of embezzling funds by the adults involved in the cheerleading team. Is that right? You guys were involved in this investigation?
Yeah, we get a call from the school district, and they say, hey, we got a complaint that some of the money that was collected on behalf of, I think, the Pine Forest junior cheerleaders or junior varsity cheerleaders, perhaps even freshman cheerleaders, some of that money did not get into the proper, what they felt like was the proper account. So they call us. We take a report. We are investigating it and working again with the school district. Whether we end up arresting someone or not, or whether the school district gets all their money back and decides they don't want to do that, press charges, we'll determine that as the investigation continues. But right now, we are looking into it because it was reported to us.
Right. Very good. Worst story of the week, by far, and I almost hate to talk about it, but as you and I have talked many times, sometimes you have to talk about the bad story so people can do something about it. And, you guys went to a home and you found six kids living in what can only be described as atrocious conditions.
The only good thing about this, first of all, is that the kids were removed from the home, at least temporarily. I'm not sure where the kids are now. But the best thing, again, one of the best things in the story is that someone saw it and made an anonymous call to law enforcement. So when we're telling you the story, I want you to consider, if you know of some children that may be in a situation like this, to give us a call, give the authorities a call. We get the call that, again, anonymous, that someone should check on these children, and they were correct. Two of our deputies, as they approached the house, the windows were open. They could smell urine and feces from the window, coming from the window.
Oh, my God.
When they knock on the door, a teenage individual came to the door, and that was the babysitter. And then when we looked into the apartment, there was a soiled mattress right there in the living room where I guess kids had been sleeping. But on that mattress was feces and urine, and a toilet. There was, again, more feces and maggots, and there was rotten food and spoiled food, and there was no real food or no good food, no edible food that was left in the house. And these are kids. There's a babysitter, and then aside from the babysitter, there were kids ranging from 1 year old to 11 years old. And I've gone to child abuse cases before, and it sticks with you. It's difficult to just go lay down your head at night, that night, and decide, that I'm just going to put this out of my mind, because all you think about is the sights that you've seen, and the maggots in this case, the kids, the poor kids, and what they have been living in. And you think about the smells, and you think about what's going to happen to those children today and tonight and tomorrow. It's a difficult thing.
And what other kids are out there?
Exactly.
And what other cases are like this that you don't know anything about? And the feeling like, you know, what you do for your own kids and you can't do for these other kids to protect them.
Well, you know, it's so sad. And again, we called DCF. DCF came and they decided, in my opinion, rightfully so, that the children do not need to be in these conditions 1 minute more. So they pulled them, and now what happens to the kids is out of the law enforcement purview. It's they'll probably talk to family, and obviously it's a good place to put the kids. Right. Kids feel comfortable with family, and hopefully the family has has better living conditions and more food and that sort of thing. And if not, if they reach out, you know, and try to get some of the services that are available. But it's 2023, and children, our children, should not be living in conditions like this. No children should be living in conditions like that.
And just for perspective on this, the report I had, you correct me if I'm wrong, is that one child actually had to go to the intensive care unit.
Yes. One child had some drugs in their system.
No.
And so they were taken to the hospital, and then they were they were treated, I understand. Hopefully that those children will be okay, and hopefully that this is a road that will lead them towards a better life.
Well, we've talked about this many times, but there are things that I know because I know cops, and the things that you guys see, endure, deal with. You know, I had a very good friend who was a detective in Phoenix who had to leave working on the child crimes unit because his own kids, and he just couldn't do it anymore. I don't know how you do it. I'm so glad that you do, and what the folks at Gulf Coast Kids House and Santa Rosa Kids House, what they do to so the lesson here is, if you see something suspicious, say something.
Yeah, you can make an anonymous call. You can call Crime Stoppers. You can even call our dispatch without going through Crime Stoppers, and just say you don't want to be contacted, and we will go out and we will check the conditions as best we can of these children. Now, again, it doesn't mean that someone's not living up to your standards.
Right.
What it means is these are evident, and as you, probably the smell would be coming from the house, and perhaps even from the children themselves, at school.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we get the calls from teachers, who say, yeah, this child, someone needs to check on the situation at this home, and I wouldn't even begin to think how many lives are saved basically because of children, of teachers, who
absolutely
know.
I mean, the mandatory teacher, reporting,
you know,
right?
What's right and what's wrong and what's odd, what's peculiar, and they know who to call.
Absolutely, and the other side of this too is, if you have the opportunity to foster, to be a temporary safe place for kids, please do it, because we are way short of foster parents.
No.
Switching now a little bit to some good news is, you had one of your colonels pass the FBI Academy, something that you've done that Captain, what is Andrew Hobbs current?
Chief of Administration.
Thank you. Everybody's changing their titles all the time, and it's hard for me to keep it straight. I apologize.
Well, we grow up, Andrew.
Yeah. why does my title stay the same?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to be a colonel. Anyway, so he completed the FBI Academy, right?
Yeah, he just got back. Yesterday was his first day. We kind of little
David Ingram, by the way, David I did not
Ingram.
Say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. David Ingram left. This is a team week program the FBI puts on at Quantico. As you mentioned, I won't tell right now when I went to it, but it's over 20 years ago in my younger days. I went. My chief Leiter has gone to it. Chief Hobbs has gone to it. Now David Ingram, making four of the employees at the sheriff's office graduates of the FBI National Academy. I went when I was at the police department, and so did Tommy. But David and Andy went now. So it's just a great opportunity for them to get out there and share ideas with agencies, not just in the United States, but also throughout the country. I think he had over 20 foreign students, mm-hmm. and it's just amazing to kind of hear some of their perspectives on law enforcement. And nowadays, it's interesting to hear the perspectives of the other international students from California. those ones.
The foreign country of California.
Yeah, and some from Mississippi.
Yeah, right. The last thing is you have a cool event coming up, that Battle of Pensacola, the giant kickball tournament, right?
I think it's a we have that coming up.
That's right.
October 21st. It's the second Battle of Pensacola. It will be held again October 21st. It's going to be in the morning. So if you're really a big college football fan, and I am, we'll start at 8 o'clock. First pitch is probably at 9 o'clock. We'll play till about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And it is
much as any of us can handle.
Yeah, because then the muscles get old.
Yeah, that's two or three times the lineup, and we're done.
So it's the second annual kickball tournament?
Yeah, second. Yep. We had
so
last
who won
year.
The first one?
Well, that's a great question. The team
Thank
that
you.
I was on team to have won that
oh,
first.
That would okay.
be the
was that your team,
that would
Andrew?
Be the cops and the politicians who let's just say developed a reputation for working outside of the rules.
Well, we call it team trustworthy.
I got
that's
that.
Who it was.
You're
so
right.
You can call it team trustworthy, but I was there and I know what happened. So are
well,
we going to
have
how
here's
your
chance.
How,
we have not selected the teams yet.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to categorize all community and government together, so it's going to be a mix of these, and then we will draw. We'll have two team captains. We'll draw Team A and Team B. Say.
Okay, all right.
And so we don't know who's going to be on what team.
I got you.
Just so
let,
if you're lucky,
let,
you'll be
let's
on,
just all play by the rules.
Can I volunteer as tribute?
you're certainly volunteer. But we do want people.
But last
to come
year,
out.
This is
it's
great.
Free.
This is so much fun. Last year,
it's
we
free,
had
right.
all. Politicians and law enforcement and the Air Force and Navy
Government,
folks.
Yeah,
all, it was
yeah.
so much
and
fun.
And the fodder it created for years. After.
Yeah. And fodder for resentment. And it is the one point of deep seated fighting contention between myself and Jared Moore. You know, so it's just it'll be okay. As long as y'all let me have another in the park home run.
Are you saying we let you have the first one?
Nope. Nope.
I can play it back. I got it. Yeah.
But we did see a lot of high kicking.
Hey, we're not the greatest. this is not
this is a Wahoo
this is
Stadium.
Not for ringers. It's at Wahoo Stadium.
Yeah.
It's free. The weather should be nice. Come on out there and watch. You know, your favorite or your not so
less
favorite.
Yeah.
Individual get out there and make a fool of themselves. But it's we call it semi-competitive because we'll keep score. But I mean, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
Matters
it's
to those of us who lost.
It's just an opportunity. It's an opportunity for the community to come out. There was food last year. Just come out and help make fun of the people that you hear about and read about and listen to.
Oh, it's a great. It's
radio.
A lot of fun. I'm glad you guys put this on.
What's the date on this?
October 21st.
All right. 8 o'clock. First pitch is at 9 o'clock. So get there about between 8 and 9, and you can heckle if you'd like. You can do.
Oh, heckling is definitely encouraged. Yeah, absolutely.
Come
and heckle.
So you won't arrest me for heckling.
We will not. Nothing illegal about heckling, unless it's the second degree heckling. Those are bad.
Oh yeah,
I'll look
right.
that up.
With aggravating
I'll find
factors.
The line.
Sheriff Jim Simmons, as always, a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Y'all take care.